Hey, welcome. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. It is hump day here. 907 BMAZ and Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we continue with our special guests of the morning. Instead of BMAZ, it's Weston. Weston, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. How's your week been so far?
Good.
Good.
Exciting times. Now, it's your birthday. You share a birthday with John Williams. That's pretty cool. How is it your first few days of being a big brother? You ready for the role?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, that's good. That's good. What's your favorite gift and what are you hoping to get this birthday? Oh, maybe that wasn't the question I should have asked. I'm sorry.
What are you doing? What do you want for your birthday? He wants to.
Yeah.
He wants to push the microphone button for his birthday.
Well, that's the best part. That's the best part.
That's all he wants to do. All right. You doing good, buddy? All right. You can only keep that on. Because if you press it off, then the mic turns off and everyone goes off the radio. And then, you know, some people actually be happy.
Yeah. But... Some people.
Here, sit with me.
All right. Well, Weston and Brian.
Didn't mean to derail your show, Joe.
Well, but... our show, Brian. Our show. And very happy to have Weston here. He likes the mic. I know that.
Yeah, he's a big fan of stealing the microphone, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, true. So, Brian, how has your week been? We know how Weston's been. How's your week been?
It's been good. It's been busy, but it's been fun.
Yeah,
so
good.
It's been a very good week. Like I said before, I'm leaving the house. You have to take one kid.
Yeah.
Especially now. So we're taking him here. We're driving around. We're figuring out something to do.
Okay,
you can talk too. And so I decided to pay everyone a visit here.
Well, happy to see you. And a beautiful day to be out in the car. Come on. Sun's out.
It is pretty nice.
Windows
out there.
Down.
It is pretty nice.
Now, let me ask you, because we knew Monday was the day, but you got the call early. Friday night, did you get your all-important nap in?
Oh, so that was the best part about this whole thing is it was almost like he knew. Yeah, okay, hang on, Dad's talking. It was almost like he knew because he has not slept a more than 1 hour nap in like a week. And on Friday, he probably slept for 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
We both slept for a couple hours. You know, we got a nap in, which is a good thing because we were probably up till 2 a.m, you know, on a Friday going into Saturday night. So it was almost like it was all planned out.
Everything
perfectly.
Aligned for you.
Everything aligned. We went out to a dinner just about an hour before we started to go. Shout out to Swiston's. Great roast beef.
All right.
That apparently induces labor.
Okay.
So
noted. Well, we're happy for you guys. We're glad to see Weston here on his birthday. And that's got to be the most exciting thing. You get the birthdays done in 1 week.
Yeah, birthday week.
Birthday
that's
week, yeah.
Just both at one time, and then we're all done. What are you talking about today?
Well, it's funny.
I have no idea what's going on.
Well, this has nothing to do with what's going on. I did a topic based on how I was feeling this morning. You ever get a lot of sleep? Like, I went to sleep really early last night, and I am still exhausted this morning. Has that ever happened to you?
Oversleep? Happens more with naps for me. Like, you get a really good nap, a deep sleep nap, I wake up and I'm just like...
Want to go right back to bed.
I'm like sleep drunk.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I feel... This morning, I was excited because, Brian, as you know, my schedule is all around Virginia Tech. They have a game this evening. Mm. So I wanted to get the extra sleep last night. I know that doesn't really work. People don't have to text that in. So I decided, all right, I'm going to go to sleep early last night.
I think it does.
I hope so. But I'm telling you, I'm not feeling it this morning. I got the most sleep I've gotten in forever, and I'm dragging today. So I was going to talk about that. And then also, as you know, Valentine's Day, 6 days away. Yesterday, I talked about the top gifts according to New York Post. Today, I'm asking people, where's a romantic location in Western New York?
Mm.
I can't think of one.
The Eternal Flame. It's romantic, right?
I just never thought of locations as romantic.
I guess so. I do love me being in here and you complaining that you just got too much sleep, that you're so tired.
Well, I didn't know you were going to be here. I would have scratched that.
All right. Well,
get it now, right?
Is
that the...
Yeah. We're going to leave you to it. I'm going to drag him out of here. If you hear the kicking and screaming in the background, It's not me.
Well,
it's
actually,
him.
We're gonna divert from the clock if Jimmy will get to the board. We'll take a quick break here. Reset everything, Brian. I'm so glad you guys came in. Congratulations again, and Weston, happy birthday. I hope the day continues with this great sunshine.
I hope so too. Thanks for having us.
We'll be right back. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN. Welcome back. It is B-Maz and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Very excited to have our guests, Brian and Weston Mazurowski. Hope their day continues to be as joyous as it was in this studio. Hopefully, Weston has a fantastic birthday. Now, it is a little funny that Brian was in here, and I did not come up with this topic with knowing Brian would be here, because I'm sure that's the last thing he wants to hear. But I did get more sleep last night than I usually get, right? I went home. I did a little of the second job. Went to the gym. Did a little more. Went home. Had dinner. My wife and I watched an episode of a show that we're watching on Hulu. And then I went to bed. I know tonight Virginia Tech plays Boston College. A big revenge game for the Hokies after losing in Boston. So I wanted to pad my sleep last night. And let me tell you guys, I am dragging this morning. I played back the 5:10 of me talking with Susan Rose on the air. I mean, and I sounded asleep. You know when you have that just tired sound? That's how I sounded at 5:10. I've had a few energy drinks. I've had a gallon of water, and I had a small little breakfast. But I want to know from you, 803-0930, star 930. Help me out. What does it take to wake you up in the morning? And when you're having days like this, when you're dragging, what do you do? Is it, you know, I'll tell you, the one thing I miss, and I love this shift, I love getting everything out of the way before noon, don't get me wrong, but I do miss working out in the morning. And I talk about this a lot when I'm in for Bowerly, how I love to the Bowerly shift because I get to work out before going on the air. Same with Bellavia's shift. You know, I get up at 7, do a quick workout, come in, and I just feel more awake. And I know for a lot of people, that's the thing. They get up, they do their workout, and they're awake for the day. But what is it that gets your wheels moving in the morning? What is that thing that wakes you up? Is it coffee? Does it have to be caffeine? Or the idea of caffeine? You know, my wife's pregnant, so she obviously can't have a lot of caffeine. So we're doing, you know, mostly decaf with a sprinkle of caffeinated coffee. But she needs that coffee when she wakes up. That's what wakes her up. For me, and I know it's not the best thing, are the energy drinks. You know, I have the energy drinks. I usually only have one in the morning, and that wakes me up. Today, I did have to splurge and have the second one, and a lot of water. I feel being hydrated also will wake you up. But do you have a key to waking up? Is there something you do, especially on days when you just can't get going? You know, yesterday Bowerly was talking about supplements, and I know some people, they say it's the vitamins they take either before bed or when they wake up, and they have a ton of energy they never felt before. You've heard those commercials, right? The And She'll Like It Too commercials. You have more energy than you've ever had before. And I know some people swear by that stuff. You know, I mean, I saw in the paper this weekend, in Odyssey's paper, that there were coupons for supplements. You know, and again, I know a lot of people say they're not as tired as they used to be because they swear by these supplements they buy at the grocery store or at, you know, one of the vitamin shops. What is it for you? 803-0930, star 930. And of course, you know, what do I have to do? I have to Google everything and look up the best ways to wake up in the morning. So here are 12 tricks from Mind and Body. Yes, Mind and Body. And here's what they say. Stop pressing snooze. Well, that's already a problem because I have my alarm set for 3:30 every morning. And that's my watch alarm. The only alarm that makes noise is my emergency alarm at 4 o'clock. And I'm usually up by then. But I will usually press snooze twice, the 5-minute snooze. This says to stop feeling the way you feel, the hazy feeling, don't press snooze. When you wake up, get up. First, it might be tempting to go right for the coffee maker, but the first thing you should do is have a glass of water. That might be my mistake, Jimmy, because I go right for the energy drink and then the water. Number 3, take a cold shower. I've never been able to do that. You know, people always talk about, oh, after the gym, take a cold shower. I'll just wait unless I'm working out before coming to work. I'll usually wait an hour or two before showering after the gym because I just can't bring myself to jump into a cold shower. But I'm sure that would wake me up. And this on this list of mind and body, splashing your face with cold water can do the trick. But according to this website, dousing your entire body in cold water will be more effective. The effects are directly related to the amount of time in cold exposure. If you throw some water on your face, it's very different than taking a cold shower. Anyone out there actually take cold showers? Like, is that something people do after the gym? You can bring yourself, just throw yourself into a... I think the coldest showers I take are when it's like really hot outside. But I'm not sure I could go ice cold and get the whole shower process in. I just don't know if I could do that. Number four on this list from Mind and Body, get up and out. Getting outside within 20 minutes of waking up and soaking in at least 15 minutes of sunlight, that might be my problem. There is no sunlight when I wake up. I wake up between 3:30 and 4 o'clock because one of the first things I do is go outside and take the dog for a walk in the morning. But again, there's no sunlight. I should go outside right now. We should bring the microphones. Jimmy, let's get some microphones. Let's get a board. Go outside. Soak in this sunlight. Maybe that'll wake us up. So those are the first four things on the list. We'll continue going through this list. But I want to know from you if you have a key to waking up in the morning. Or if when you're really tired. And again, I don't mean to complain because I know how that sounds with B-Maz in here. And he said, you know, the most sleep he's gotten is maybe 3 hours. I understand how that sounds when I said, yeah, well, I got 7.5 and I still feel really tired. But what is it? You all know the day I'm talking about, right? You all know that feeling when you wake up in the morning and you can just tell. And maybe it's a mindset thing. Maybe it's the way you're going into the day. But we've all been there when you wake up and you just say, oh my gosh, we all say in the morning, oh, I wish I could sleep for 20 more minutes, right? We all say that. But there's a difference between that and just waking up extremely tired. We all know the difference. And that was me this morning, just extremely tired. And I wish I had some kind of method to waking myself up. Again, if it's a day that I don't have to be here until later in the day, it's always the gym. The gym will wake me up. I don't know what Jimmy's doing in the other room. But the gym will wake me up. But, you know, when I have to be at work at 4:30, the gym's out of the question, right? I don't have that second go-to method. My energy drinks, okay, but those are every day. Drinking a ton of water, well, that's every day. But I know a lot of people out there, they have something they swear by when they're extremely tired. They have a go-to. And I'd like to know if you have that there. 803-0930, *930. Now, someone says, I have my phone alarms right on my nightstand. And then I have my regular alarm on my dresser across the room. Go off 2 minutes later. See, maybe that's my mistake. Because I have my main alarm on my watch. I have three backups on my phone, and then the alarm clock that I can't reach from the bed is about 30 minutes off. And so maybe it's that forcing you to get up as soon as you wake up. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But there's got to be a better way than... And let me tell you, by 9:23, I feel fine right now. I feel good enough to talk on the air. But there is not going to be an afternoon without a nap for me today. I know I just sound like I'm complaining. I don't get it. I guess the main thing is I don't understand how I can be so tired today. I felt great yesterday and had probably an hour and a half less sleep. You know what I mean? Let's go to Terry on Grand Island. I'm sorry. Oh, thank you, Jimmy. Terry, good morning.
Good morning.
Terry, what is your way to wake up in the morning?
Well, I just got one of these, well, they call it a happy light. I know it sounds kind of crazy.
A happy light?
What it is, you can Google it. The one I have is from Verilux. That's the company, I guess. And you sit in front of, like, just, I don't know if it mimics the sunlight. 10, 15 minutes every day, I'm finding that I think it's making an improvement.
Now, where do you put this light?
Well, you just, I mean, you'd kind of, like what I do is I have it in my living room. I kind of sit near it. I make sure that, I mean, I'm not staring into it, but I make sure that it is going, it's going into my eyes of some sort. I'm just not staring into it. But I have the box right here. It says improve your mood and energy naturally.
I need one of those.
It's a compact. Google the information, and it helps, like, reset your body clock, I guess, because you need the light in the morning. And, I mean, I don't get up at 3 o'clock, but still when I do get up in the morning, 5, 6 o'clock, the, you know, there is no sun, and the days are gray. So, you know what? It's working. It seems to be giving me some energy because, and then I head to the gym after that, and I do find an improvement.
Oh, there's nothing like that morning workout, right?
Yeah. So, maybe get something like that. Sit and have some coffee or your water for 10-15 minutes and give it a try.
That sounds.
And one of the companies, like I said, are called Verilux. So look it up and see what happens.
I am definitely going to try that. That sounds, for some reason, Terry, that sounds right. You know what I mean? That sounds like something I could definitely do. I mope around my apartment for 20-25 minutes before I leave. This is definitely something I could have on. I appreciate the call. Terry in Grand Island, thank you so much. Opens the line for you, 803-0930, *930. And that would work perfectly because I know what everyone's thinking. But wait a minute, Joe. What's your wife going to think when you have this light on in the morning? She's still trying to sleep. Well, The beautiful part about our apartment is we have two separate bathrooms, right? And my bathroom's on the far other end of the apartment, which was kind of the selling point for me because I can wake up, I can quietly move across the apartment, and then I have, you know, a bathroom far away and I can get ready. I could put the light in that bathroom. I'm in there for 15 minutes, getting ready, changing, brushing my teeth, all that great stuff before I take the dog for a walk. I think this is definitely something I could invest in. And the one I'm looking at online right now, only $50. $50 is worth me being in a better mood, me being more awake in the morning. So I definitely think that's something we're going to try out. Terry, I appreciate the call. Let's go to line two and talk with Pat on a cell phone. Pat, what's your method in the morning?
Joe, I depend on myself. I haven't used an alarm clock in my entire life. So I suspect that you'd be able to get up and get moving if you were under threat of losing your job for not showing up on time. That's a great motivator. Having to grab the alarm clock is just an excuse for, I don't know, I hate to say it, I don't want to sound offensive, but being lazy. You know, you're supposed to get up. I don't need somebody to wake me up.
You know, and Pat, that would be a problem because I think I'd have trouble going to sleep if I didn't know that alarm clock was on to wake me up because I'd be fearful that I would sleep through 4 o'clock.
Sooner or later, you're going to train yourself. Sooner or later, your body will catch up. And then for me, I'm always in a really pretty good mood. And I have to say, I want to attribute it to another man's wife because I turn on WBN in the morning and listen to Susan Rose, who always appears to have a cheerful voice and be in a good mood. So, you know, I think it's all a mindset. Get to work on time, get up on time, and think happy thoughts.
Hey, Pat.
I know it sounds ridiculous, but it's worked for me.
Hey, sometimes the most simple thing is the right thing. I appreciate the call. Pat on a cell.
Okay.
And we should definitely cut that part out for a new morning promo. Talking about Susan, we should definitely put that in and start that in the promo. Pat, thank you. Really, sometimes it is the most simple thing is the right thing. I know me. And we've talked about my anxiety, how many times I have to walk back into my apartment to make sure everything's turned off, right? I never trust myself that anything's turned off. Could you imagine if I didn't have the alarm clock to fall back on? I don't think I'd ever go to sleep. But I think Pat is right that there is something simple about just being in a good mood. I usually am in a good mood, but maybe I need to double down on that. Pat, always appreciate the call. 803-0930, *930. We'll continue taking your calls on ways you wake up, what gets you up, and on days that you just are more tired than others, what is your strategy to kind of get that momentum and get the wheels in motion? 803-0930, *930. Also, when we come back, romantic places. I want to get to that on B-Maz and Beamer. Oh, yes. You know, any excuse to come back to a Home Alone song It is John Williams' birthday. I mentioned that earlier. 91 years old. And he has composed some of the best movies of all time. I think Home Alone, obviously, the first two are the best. Two of the best Christmas movies. You know, again, that's probably a bias because that's what I watched growing up. That was, you know, one of those tapes that I had played out again and again and again. But, you know, also did scores. Is that what you call it? The scores for movies like Indiana Jones, Star Wars, which you know how I feel about Star Wars, but I do realize that it's a popular series of movies. Superman, E.T., Jurassic Park, Schindler's List, Saving Private Ryan, Catch Me If You Can, another great movie with Leo, and the Harry Potter films. Again, Harry Potter, Star Wars, not the biggest fans, but I can appreciate how popular they are and just how great the music is. Again, John Williams, 91 years old today, one of the great composers, and also he composed, or I guess he wrote. Oh, no, he composed the music for NBC Sunday Night Football. Not the Carrie Underwood song, but the song they play after. You know how, like, Monday Night Football has bum, 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 bum after they play their little intro song? He composed the NBC one, which right now, Jimmy, it's escaping me what it sounds like. But it's the one that they play going into the coverage after Carrie Underwood sings. That's the best I can do. So, obviously, the guy has a tremendous catalog, and I thought we should recognize him for a few minutes. Now, before we get back to the topic, I have to say, there is a pet store, a pet supply store, not the one that's named Pet Supplies. There is a pet store, I would say probably the second most popular in the country. I do not understand their layout, all right? I don't get it. It kind of loops around. You've got, it goes from cat stuff to dog stuff, back to cat stuff. And then they have a section of dog beds. Actually, just pet beds. It's dog and cat beds, okay? And they're just scattered all over the shelf. No labeling, no pricing. Not, they're not there by size. They're just thrown all over the place. It's, again, I worked in retail. I realize how difficult it is, but it's impossible to find. If you are there with a particular mission, with a particular item, certain sections of that store, it's impossible to find anything. Impossible. And I think the pet beds are probably the worst section of that entire store. They have a great selection. Don't get me wrong. They have an amazing selection of pet foods, everything from pet rodents to fish to dogs and cats, okay? Don't get me wrong. The supply, the inventory is amazing, okay? And they've got anything you're looking for. Finding it is the issue at this store. And I was there yesterday. It should have been a six-minute task. And you're saying, Joe, how do you know that? Believe me, I had something tell me I should have only been there for 6 minutes. I ended up being there for 28 minutes trying to find something. Because you literally have to go through every pet bed because they're not organized by size, by brand, by price. So I just wanted to throw that out there. That upset me a little bit, and I thought I would share that on the air. 803-0930, star 930, by the way. That is the number to get on. And we're talking about, what do you do to feel, to be awake in the morning? And on days you're struggling, what is your go-to method? For me, it's a lot of water and it's energy drinks, but that's me every day. Do you have something, that extra step? Like I said, I wish I had the self-control to go to bed at 8 so I could wake up at 3 and go to the gym before going here. And maybe when baby Beamer's around, that will be the move. But right now, I'm not getting up at 3 to do my workout before work, even though I know how much better I would feel. That was when I worked in retail, I would be at work at 8 in the morning. I would be at the gym at 5 in the morning. And I felt amazing. I mean, it really does change the way you feel, and it does give you that kind of wake up. But beside that, what is something that you find is successful when trying to wake up in the morning? And maybe it's like what Bowerly was talking about yesterday with supplements. You know, maybe it's a supplement you swear by. You take it before bed or when you wake up. And, you know, maybe the commercial's right. You have more energy than you've ever had before. You're more awake than you've ever felt before. And you attribute it to a certain supplement or supplements. Maybe that's it. For me, I have not found that thing yet. I have not found the thing, again, beside workout, which just with my schedule is not possible. Just something I cannot do, especially days like this. And it's kind of upsetting. I know I sound like a whining millennial. Believe me, I understand how this is coming across on the radio. You don't have to text in. I get it. Okay. I understand. But it's just surprising to me more than anything. I don't think I'm whining. I think I'm just, I literally went to bed early to avoid how I felt this morning. And I think it's just a good way to get those strategies out there. We're going to go to Lancaster and talk with Gail. Gail, what do you do to wake up in the morning?
Well, before I tell you that, I just wanted to tell you one thing. I really appreciate your honesty about your anxiety, because I have people in my family that have that. And another thing, you are so kind, and you always appreciate your callers. So I wanted to tell you that first off.
Well, thank you, Gail. I appreciate that.
And then once you have your little baby and you want to wake up to see her little, his, I'm not sure what you're going to have. Once your baby is born, you want to wake up to see their sweet little face. So that's going to give you a boost to get up also.
Yes, I'm sure that will. And I'm sure I will. It will, especially on the weekends, give me a reason to wake up and, you know, be able to spend time with my child.
Right. For sure. But yeah, that's all I really wanted to say. And I really enjoy listening to your program.
Gail, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Gail in Lancaster opens a line for you, 803-0930, *930. I had someone yesterday, I was walking our dog Tucker yesterday afternoon, and someone rolled their window down, said hi, said they like listening to the show. You guys don't know how much that means. I really appreciate calls like Gail's. And when people see me out, now sometimes I am just... as much as I say I'm not socially awkward, sometimes I can be socially awkward, but I just want everyone to know. When people, even if you say something to me out in public that, you know, hey, I think you should work on this, it means a lot. I just want people to know that it means a lot when I see people out in public. And, you know, I don't know if it's the Virginia Tech that gives it away, or if they recognize my face from social media or my voice, but that means a lot, and I really, really do appreciate that. We'll continue taking calls on the sleep thing, because I think I can't be the only one that when they wake up struggling because they're tired, they just don't have that method. So if you have that, we'll continue taking those calls. And as someone says, you know, your diet can also attribute to how you feel. And let me tell you, I've really been, the last few weeks, really been cleaning that up. So maybe I'll start feeling the energy from that. 803-0930, *930, that is the number to get on. I wanted to get to this. So, you know, I told you, for the next week, we're going to at least do 10 minutes of the show on Valentine's Day, romance, all that stuff, or, you know, how to avoid Valentine's Day. I have that list coming up later in the week as well. Believe me, I've been in that spot. I've been in a place in life where I didn't want to recognize Valentine's Day, okay? We're going to have a list for that as well. But I got an email today, and I guess I've just never thought of this. You know, yesterday we talked about the mushy love letters and, oh, I love you so much and all that stuff. Jimmy, do not cut that out. but I guess I've never thought of romantic places. And I got this email. I don't know what I signed up for or what my employer signed me up for, but I've been getting a ton of emails about Valentine's Day to my work email, and I'm just saving them and sharing them with you. So if I have to read it, you have to read it. But it's the top 10 most romantic movie locations in New York City. Now, I've seen most of the movies on this list. And yes, I would like to go visit the cafe from You've Got Mail. I think You've Got Mail is a very underrated movie with Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks. You know, back together from Sleepless in Seattle. But the cafe from You've Got Mail, I'd like to go visit that. I don't think it's going to be a romantic experience because it was in You've Got Mail. I just want to go see it because it looks like a pretty cool cafe. It's the most famous cafe in New York City, according to their website. So, okay. But because they were in a romantic movie, they make it a romantic location. Like the place from Serendipity, it's a romantic location because it was in the movie Serendipity. Now, also, they mention on this list the New York Public Library from 13 Going on 30. Number one, not the biggest fan of the movie 13 Going on 30. I'm sure I'm not who they were trying to attract, but not my favorite rom-com. And I am a rom-com guy, okay? You can always convince Joe Beamer to watch a good romantic comedy. But let me tell you, if we were in New York City and my wife said, oh, I want to go visit the New York Public Library, it's so romantic because it was in 13 Going on 30, I might start questioning our relationship. I'm just saying. No offense to the library. I love the Erie County libraries. I think it's a great tool for everyone out there. I've just never thought of the library as a romantic place. And just because it was in 13 Going on 30, I don't believe it's a romantic place. The one thing I'll agree with on this list, but there's two places I'll agree with on this list, okay? The Plaza Hotel, because I've been outside the Plaza Hotel. Jimmy knows I can't get a room at the Plaza Hotel, but I've been outside the Plaza Hotel, and that looks like an amazing place. And we've seen it in Home Alone 2, one of my favorite movies. I think because my wife and I share Home Alone 2 as our favorite movie, that could be a romantic getaway. You get what I'm saying? So not because I think it's a romantic location. I think because it's in one of our favorite movies that we share, Home Alone 2, we'd be able to make a romantic trip at the Plaza Hotel. You get what I'm saying? Like, that would be romantic because we both love the Plaza Hotel, all that stuff. They use it because of the movie Bride Wars. Another one, not the biggest fan. And Tiffany and Company from the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's, which I've never seen the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's, but I do remember the song. 803-0930, start 930. Do you have a romantic place in Western New York? A place that you think is romantic? I love Western New York. I love Buffalo. I love living here. I can't think of an overly romantic place. And please don't tell me Niagara Falls. I think if you live in Buffalo, Niagara Falls is not a romantic place. Right? It's a place that you go visit. Yeah, when people are in from out of town, yeah, we go show them the falls. We go walk around the falls. It's great. I'm not sure I would call it romantic. Again, if you're not from here, maybe. Oh my gosh, we're going to go see the falls. Oh, it's beautiful. But, I mean, most people listening to my voice took a field trip to the falls. You know what I mean? Like, it's a place that, at the very least, you've probably been to a dozen times. I just don't know if it's romantic, if it's a place you're regularly at. But maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm just looking at this all wrong. I could be. Again, maybe I'm not the most romantic person, as one of the texters says. In the Empire State Building, now they use it here from An Affair to Remember. Never saw that movie. But, I mean, come on. The Empire State Building's featured in tons of movies, tons of TV shows, right? If you're a fan of the show How I Met Your Mother, it's where Barney, in his playbook, he goes up there and keeps on telling people he's not coming. I don't know if you've ever seen that, you know, trying to find someone who's waiting for a guy to meet them at the top of the Empire State Building. And he says, no, he's not coming. And then, you know, he starts talking to them. You got to see the show. But it's been featured on enough movies, Yeah, I can see the Empire State Building, a view of New York City. I can see where that would be a romantic place. right? I'm not sure getting to the roof of the Empire State Building, though, is the most romantic experience, waiting in line, other people yelling at other people. I'm not sure that plays into the whole romantic trip. But I can see once you're up there looking over New York City, yeah, I'm sure that's very romantic if you're with your significant other. But that's the question I want to keep asking throughout the week. Romantic places in Western New York. And you know, it could be, and maybe again, maybe it is the Falls. I just don't think of a place that I've gone to, you know, several, you know, 24 times at the least as a romantic place. But that's just me. You know, I have been known to be an idiot. Put that in the promo, Jimmy. And then the final thing I wanted to talk about today, and we don't have much time, so maybe we'll continue on this tomorrow, is, you know, it's Super Bowl week. It's Wednesday. Super Bowl is on Sunday. And I, for my entire life, because I don't remember the Bills for Super Bowls, I was way too young. But for my life, the Super Bowl has been, you know, an enjoyable experience, right? Getting together for the game, usually at a party for the game, and watching, you know, two of the best play for the championship. I'm just not feeling it this week. This week. And I think it's a very simple answer. For most of my life, the Bills weren't predicted to be anything. No one thought the Bills would be in the Super Bowl. So it was kind of easy to digest when the Bills weren't in the Super Bowl, right? I didn't think in 2010... Now, I did. I was like, oh, next year, they're going to rebuild. This team's going to make a run for the Super Bowl. Well, that's because I'm a diehard fan, and I've always thought the Bills are going to surprise everyone the next season, right? That's been me my entire life. Next year, we're surprising everyone. Joe, we were 4-12. Next year, you wait and see. They're going to be 12-4. But I think this year, with everything... you know what? That's what we call a tease, because we have to go to line two. So this is a tease. We'll talk about the Super Bowl tomorrow, but I want to go to Sheila on line two. Worked at the Plaza Hotel. Sheila, tell me everything there's to know.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for putting me on. Okay, first and foremost, it is every bit as romantic as you would imagine. It was just stunningly beautiful. I worked there from the fall of 1997 until early 1998, so only for a few months. But I worked as a doorman outside, and then I went into security on the inside. So in security, of course, I was, you know, inside and outside rooms and every floor and all that. Met a lot of famous people. But, Joe, I did the same thing you're doing. Love your show. Respectfully, you have to say the Plaza. You cannot do the Buffalo, the Plaza, the Plaza Hotel. I did it when I first moved there, and everybody said to me, no, you cannot say it like that. It's the Plaza. So you get used to saying Plaza after a while. But yeah, it was beautiful. At the time in 97, the most expensive room was on the 18th floor. There was only 18 floors. And it was $15,000 a night. Like, it came with a full-time maid, full-time butler. Yeah, it was crazy. It was just gorgeous.
Now, What would you say, who would you say is the most famous person that you were able to see at the Plaza?
Very good, Joe. Well, the most famous, everybody's metric is different. My very first day, I met Chevy Chase. I met James Brown. I shook his hand. They gave me a real, real good tip on the door.
Yeah, nice.
I met Howie Mandel. I met Billy Joel. I met Morton Downey Jr., not Robert Downey, the actor, that talk show host, Morton Downey. I met him. One night I unloaded whoever the New York Knicks played at the Garden.
Wow.
The professional basketball team. I can't recall now who they played, but I unloaded their whole bus by myself, and their manager gave me $40.
Oh.
I was like, wow, that's pretty cheap. That's really cheap. Like, James Brown's people gave me $20 for carrying two bags about 12 feet, like two smallish bags. Yeah, yeah. So who else? Oh, Melanie Griffith I saw. Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley.
Oh, very nice. Of Kiss fame.
and Daniel Baldwin a couple nights before he overdosed in a room at the hotel.
Oh, wow.
Room 632, actually. But I was not working the night that that happened. Yeah, so.
Now, did,
but listen, Joe, go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
Would people ask, you know, when you were there, like, hey, what's the room Kevin McAllister stayed in Home Alone 2? Did you get questions like that referencing certain films that took place at the plaza?
You know, once in a while I did. You know, I can't remember, since it was in the late 90s, specifics, like if I got that one specifically so much. But I did, yeah. You know, like the last scene in The Way We Were and, right, all different movies. You know, Nicolas Cage and Bridget Fonda, It Could Happen to You, about he was a cop that won the lottery. Remember, they in that movie, they stayed at the plaza. So, like, that movie, I'd get questions about. Yeah, there was all kinds of questions,
so,
yeah.
Sheila, we have 1 minute left, and I've got to ask you, for anyone that might, because I've promised my wife, next time, one time we go to New York, we'll do at least a night at the plaza, because that's been a dream of hers. What is your favorite thing about the Plaza Hotel as you remember it?
Oh, goodness, that is hard. I would have to say, though, Christmas time, because the Christmas tree in the Fifth Avenue, or this is how it was in the late 90s, mind you, the Fifth Avenue door right across from FAO Schwartz, the toy store from the movie Big, where Tom Cruise, you know, jumps on the piano keys. It, right across from there, they had a beautiful tree there in the tea room. At Christmas, they have a buffet. Actually, my parents came while I was a doorman, and we went to it was a buffet, like brunch, and it was like $220. And we did not drink alcohol. This is just for a buffet. You go up and get your food. I mean, but they had chefs that also sang opera. So they serenaded you in Italian as they're serving your food. They had 3-foot chocolate sculptures of Santa and ice cover. I mean, at Christmas time, it's hard to get a reservation then, and it's expensive, but once in a lifetime, and so many people say that, Joe, like, had I not worked there, that would have been one of my dreams too. Just one night, stay at the plaza. You must do it at Christmas. You must.
Oh,
yeah.
Sheila,
thank you so much.
I'm so glad you called in. This was my favorite, my second favorite part, obviously, Brian and Weston being here, but I am so glad you called in, Sheila. You made the show. Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. You made my day.
Sheila, Sheila in Buffalo used to work at the Plaza Hotel. A dream of mine is to one day be able to stay at the Plaza Hotel. That will be something we talk about. Hey, I started talking about the Super Bowl. Guess what? We're going to continue that tomorrow. B-Maz and Beamer, David Bellavia is next with, you see the sunshine outside? He's going to give you 4 more hours of sunshine through your radio after the news here on WBEN.